Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief.
News Brief.
Larson, what's the news?
In the news, we're going to keep it brief today.
We're going to try to keep it brief today.
All right, first thing, Edge. He's done a lot of neat things in his career.
Yeah, we actually showcased 10 of them. The 10 neatest things on 10 for the Win this past Saturday.
Yeah, you know, checked it out. Please do so.
Right here on
the
channel.
Pretty darn neat. Well, according to Edge, one neat thing he won't be doing is coming back. Of course, he has denied in a very succinct manner on Twitter previous reports of his return to the ring. Well, he expanded upon that in a bit more length when he appeared on the Live on Four Legs, the Live Pearl Jam Experience podcast. Apparently, he's a huge Pearl Jam fan.
We listened to a little bit of this. I didn't realize that niches could be so niche.
For everything.
This is the most niche thing I've ever heard of.
That being said, me 20 years ago would just, man, I'd want to be on that show.
It's not about Pearl Jam per se.
It's about their concerts.
It's about the live experience.
I've been to a few Pearl Jam concerts in my day.
Yeah.
Not for a long while.
I've been to a couple myself.
But the 90s, yeah. Wow, quite a few.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's for a different news brief. Pearl Jam news brief.
You should go on there.
Well, I don't think I can just walk in and say, hey, can I be on your show?
They'd love to have you on.
Anyways, Edge was on there.
Yeah.
And the topic... Or he brought up, I don't know exactly, these transcripts from the Cage Side Seats. Well, let's get to the words, because that's what's important, context, whatever. What he said is important.
Yeah.
So as we just say, quote, it's kind of funny to me, honestly, all these rumors happening that I've been to Pittsburgh, and I've been cleared to wrestle again, and I've signed a new deal, and I've this. I have no idea where any of it came from. The last time I was in Pittsburgh, I had my wrist fuse.
Oh.
In 2013.
Oh, wow, that was a while ago.
I don't know. I haven't been there. I haven't signed a contract. I think I would know. I get this tsunami of comments saying, you're coming back.
Yeah, we've done that.
You signed a contract. I really haven't.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's what you would say. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, to be fair, that is what he would say.
Well, yeah.
Whether or not he'd go on a Pearl Jam live concert experience podcast.
And break the news there that he's going to show up at number 29 of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so...
Ooh, how about this? Maybe there's a reason he showed up on that podcast, because he's going to come back at the Rumble, and Pearl Jam's going to play his theme.
Oh, that'd be cool,
and
yeah.
Eddie going, you think you know me.
You think you know me.
Yeah.
First, I want to talk to you about climate change.
And Matt Cameron's...
on this day...
You have Stone Gossard and Mike McCready on the guitars playing the riffs.
Well, I mean, the whole new metal thing... Like that, they do sound like, you know, everybody at a certain point sounded like an Eddie Vedder ripoff. Like,
oh,
there
yeah,
were
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah,
many
yeah, yeah,
of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I mean, even what's his face, Weiland in that first album for Stone Temple Pilots was giving a lot of flack for trying to sound like Eddie Vedder.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to like Creed and it's like, okay, you're not even.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just being a cartoonish Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, so what do you make of his comments on the Live Pearl Jam podcast?
I mean, there's been kind of two camps. On internet wrestling news sites.
Yeah, sure.
There's been people saying, come back. I think it was PW Insider that said that he was spotted in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Dr. Joseph Maroon, head of WWE's medical, he practices in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some other people are like, no, he's not coming back. So I don't know if Edge is one to BS or not.
Yeah.
Granted, if he's got a surprise return slated, of course he's not going to say, yes, I'm coming back on the Pearl Jam podcast. But that being said, I've never known really for him to troll the internet wrestling community.
Jericho's really good at that.
Jericho's very good.
Jericho's like the best at, like, you know, humiliating people and just shooting everything down.
And
no, you're
doing,
a stupid
and
idiot.
Doing exactly what the people said he was going to
do. And then he does it.
So, Edge, on the other hand, I don't know if he has a track record of that. So you kind of just take him at his word.
Well, and he hasn't had the number of reinventions and returns that Jericho's had. So maybe he's new to this. Maybe he's taken a cue. Maybe he's asked Jericho, hey, you know, and Jericho's like, well, be as outward about it as possible.
Or maybe he's not coming back.
You know, or maybe he's simply not coming back. There's only 8 slots available, and we still haven't even seen NXT.
I know that Edge, I don't know if you watched, I found that picture of him, like, incredibly jacked. And if he's still in that shape, he's in incredible shape.
Yeah.
He said that if he wanted to, he could do it.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know, at a certain point, there's a possibility if he took a bump the wrong way, he could suffer significant injury because of it.
That's what he said also before.
So yeah. I would, even if he could do it and if he's in shape to do it, given the state of potentially of his neck, maybe he's like, maybe I could. Should I? I don't know. I got a wife. I got kids. I got a family to help look after.
Yeah, but I would suspect if he said he could have a match tomorrow, that means that the idea that he could be paralyzed with one bad bump. Look, any of them can be paralyzed with one bad bump. But what the reason he retired is because, you know, if you take the wrong bump, for everybody else, it might be fine. For him, it would be paralyzing. Same with Paige.
Yeah.
I would think that element is maybe off the table if he's saying I could have a match tomorrow. I would think.
But there's the potential availability to have a match, and there's a desire to want a match, because Stone Cold's been saying for years, physically,
oh, yeah, sure,
he could do it. He just doesn't want
to. Yeah, no, sure. In terms of the Rumble explicitly, though, I wonder if they'd even want to bring him out at the Rumble, because if you're in the Rumble, you're not going to win it.
Yeah. No. I think if he – no. It wouldn't be in the Rumble.
Yeah. Like, it would not surprise me if he came back. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he came back. I mean, the Saudi Arabia stuff has opened up the floodgates of cash. So in terms of would he like to, you know, add to his 401k or whatever, would he like to add to his retirement account? Sure, who wouldn't for like one match or whatever. And he's also never, see, one thing about Austin is that Austin has always said, I don't want to ruin my legacy. And he seemingly is the last person. Edge has never said, I don't want to come back simply because I don't want to ruin my legacy.
I've never heard him speak about that, so I don't know.
I'll put it this way. I've never heard him say that. Maybe he has, and I just didn't pay attention.
Or maybe that's something he's just, you know, he has these beliefs privately that he's never publicly shared. That's possible, too.
Yeah, we have no idea. But I don't know. He's saying he wasn't in Pittsburgh.
We know. We got to take him at his word.
Well, I don't. You always do. I never do that. I'm like, I read this. I'm like, oh, he's totally coming back. Mm. I never take anybody at their word. Never. It's wrestling. It's wrestling.
Yeah,
the entire thing is a work.
Well, I think for some people, the entire, like Jericho, don't take him at his word.
Right, exactly.
But I don't think that's true for everybody. Like Stone Cold, he's been very truthful about everything.
Yeah, he's been the one exception. Like Michael said, HBK said he's not coming back. He came back.
He came back with a huge paycheck, and he like pretty much instantly said, yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Somebody else who says, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, or rather, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. What's German for, well, nine?
Well, it's no.
Not, yeah, what's I shouldn't have?
I don't remember. That's 20-some years ago.
All right. Anyways, Walter told Metro UK that getting involved in Survivor Series was a mistake. And he said this, I wasn't invested in that. I didn't care. I care about my guys, my group. I care about the sport. But I don't care about all those people being angry at each other.
Talking about brand warfare.
Brand warfare. He says it was a weird match, too. 3 5-man tag teams, always 3 guys in the ring. That's when wrestling turns from competition to putting acrobats in a circus to do a show. There's 15 of you. You got to do something. The ring general continues, I would love the Royal Rumble. It's a different case. you're not in there with a group of people you don't really know, but you have to be in. But you have to be in a team with them. You're in the Royal Rumble. It's a lot of people, but it's every man for himself. Royal Rumble sacred, yes. Survivor Series 9.
Well, he got the raw end of that deal. Survivor Series. He got in there, chopped somebody, and was eliminated. Basically.
Do you think his tune would have been different had he been
given the proper respect as Ring General?
Correct.
Yeah. Being down like the final five at least.
You think he'd be singing a different tune here?
Maybe.
Maybe, huh?
Maybe he's like, "Hey, I'm the NXT UK champion. I understand that's not top of the pecking order. At the same time, I got a brand to protect.
I don't like
and
leaders.
You're having me chumped out of here. It's like when Samoa Joe. Remember when he was in Survivor Series a couple of years back and he got out of there? He was out of the match in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Hey, ridiculous.
I had to fly all the way out here. I didn't like this. Mm-mm. It's no good.
Nine.
Yeah. So no, I mean, that gives me hope. There are 8 spots left for the Royal Rumble. Maybe this Wednesday on NXT TV, we'll find out if any of those
guys.
Yeah,
there is some allusion to 3 brands in this by the numbers. A video that got put out. So unless you're talking about 205,
you got main event.
Well, that's not really his own brand. Or AEW. NXT is going to have at least a few people in it.
WWE brand AEW.
There you go. Yeah. Well, they didn't say WWE brands. They said 3 brands.
Well, good point. Yeah, it could be anything, I guess.
Yeah, talk about another brand. Let's talk Daniel Bryan brand.
Daniel Bryan.
Of course.
Brand.
You know, he's in a feud right now with Bray Wyatt, mm-hmm. and he sat down with San Antonio Express News, video news. What's it? Video news service?
Oh God, what was it called from Nightcrawler? Oh, I forget. Video news. Oh, what was it? I forget what it was. Louis Bloom, though.
Yeah, Louis Bloom. And he spoke a bit about a storyline with Bray. Transitioning from Planet's Champion, the interesting stuff they were doing with Sammy and Nakamura,
yeah.
and how that was quickly scuttled for this Bray Wyatt
video thing. Production news.
Video production news, that's what it was. But as far as going back to the Planet's Champion stuff, the stuff with Sammy, he says that was unfinished. He thought it was pretty compelling. You know, the idea of, do you want to go backwards and do the yes stuff again, or go forward? Well, he went backwards to do the yes stuff. He might be going further back now if we start seeing a little more American Dragon Daniel Bryan anyways.
He says, yeah, so getting off to that point exactly, he says this, quote, "It's easy to get reactions as the yes guy and be the guy who goes out there and does the yes chance. Or do I want to push things forward, which is more interesting to me creatively? In this particular instance, it was like, okay, we're ready as a company for the yes guy to be back. And I really enjoyed doing that. I do. But I like to also push my own creative boundaries, and so one of the things I'm trying to do with this, although I haven't necessarily done a great job of it yet, is evolving the Yes character from what it had been before. But one of the cool things to me that we are doing now that I really have enjoyed is the Bray Wyatt Fiend character is so interesting, and this idea that he legitimately changes characters on TV, I think that's a very compelling story. It's been a lot of fun, and it's hard for me when you ask, like, how has it been planned? My week goes by so crazy, so it's like everything's so crazy, it's hard to remember. I don't really know." What's interesting about that is WWE seemed to want... So, sadly, it seems like I thought it'd be cool for the Yes guy to come back temporarily as you refer to as a facade,
yeah.
and that comes crumbling down.
Well, still entirely possible. Based on this, it doesn't seem like it.
Well, it doesn't seem likely that he's going to go back to being some version of a heel.
Yeah.
But that's not to say he can remain face and come crumbling down and build it back up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, with WWE, you sort of err on the side of they're not going to do the most interesting thing.
Yes.
Especially with SmackDown as of late. The Daniel Bryan stuff was really good. I thought the stuff with him and Miz was
really
good.
I think what they're doing with Miz now is still pretty interesting.
It's still.
But other than that, like their best story after that is Otis and Mandy.
Right, yeah. SmackDown doesn't have a lot going on for it right now.
He also spoke later on about cutting his hair and how he pitched the idea of getting his beard cut, but not the hair.
He likes long wrestling hair.
Well, his wife likes
And his wife doesn't like the short hair. Yeah.
And so that went from, trim my beard, to no, like day of, we're going to cut it all, or we're going to cut hair off too. Because his idea was like, okay, to prolong the story, the Fiend's got to transform me in some capacity. So mm-hmm. he thought, all right, lose the beard. And he tells about how he's under the ring. There's a couple barbers down there, producer, like basically pitch dark, trying to cut hair and get enough. So when Bray pulls it out, it looks like, he's actually got significant amount of hair off Daniel Bryan's head.
This is the most WWE. It's a really great story. You should totally read it. This is the most WWE backwards ass thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
They have two barbers and a producer under the ring with Bryan, and they're shoot cutting his hair and feeding it to Bray Wyatt. Why in the world wouldn't they have just gotten some like wig hair that looked vaguely like his hair?
I mean, they went,
you got the red lights going on.
You know, if you go to Party City or Spirit Halloween and get in those wigs, it looks horrible. It doesn't look like real hair.
You can't see anything. They've got red lights.
Maybe
you
not live, but on the television
that
broadcast.
That was on TV. Wasn't that red lights?
Yeah, but on television, it that's a different story.
Man, you get away with that. Nah, man. Red lights,
I'm all about taking the real hair off.
That's the most jackass thing I've ever heard of. You're down there with two barbers, and they're sitting there furiously chopping away at your head.
Yeah, why not?
And he puts them over. It was
very
nice.
He said they did a great job. He said one went a little too short.
No, he was being very diplomatic.
He said one went a little too short, and they had to cut all his hair off.
Yeah. So exactly what he didn't want to have happen. You
here's
get
the thing
about hair. Fake hair.
Hair grows back.
There's plenty of fake hair out there that looks perfectly normal.
Here's the thing.
You came up to me, this is a production,
listen.
We're going to have two barbers. Get one intern down there with
Guess
Bryan
what?
Feeding Bray some hair.
Guess what? Do you think any of this was planned before day of? Getting like good quality fake hair, that depending on where you are, that could take some time.
Man, you go to Party City.
No, Party City's got crap fake hair.
They have plenty of these. I've been to Party City. They have good hair.
Where's that? Where's your Jesse wig?
That would have worked. Bring it here. Bring
no,
it here.
No, it's not.
Here. That would have worked.
Daniel Bryan's hair is not that straight.
Dude, you're killing me right now. That totally would have worked.
Not have worked. It's not
Look
that
at this.
Straight.
Look. Under the red lights. Mm. This is no different.
No.
This is no different. You're
real
insane.
Thing. Real thing.
You've gone crazy.
Real thing.
Fair enough.
Dedication
right.
to your craft. Real
Agree
thing.
To disagree. You're wrong.
He's going to have to cut it all off anyways. Well, he's going to show up next week on TV and have...
He'll be able to cut it the length that he wants it is the point.
Nah.
To have two guys with scissors.
No, you gotta...
And he said it was pitch dark.
Yeah.
And these guys are down there. Cut, cut, cut. Right next to his eyes.
Put your hands over your eyes and you're fine.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyways, that's it for the news brief. Thank you so much.
No, it's not. There's one more thing.
Oh, we got something else?
Yeah.
All right. What is it?
Enzo. Tamatanga.
Oh, God.
So they've been kind of going back and forth on Twitter pretty much since the G1 supercar, that disaster.
Yeah.
Where Enzo and Cass got involved for some reason. Apparently, yeah. Tamatanga didn't know anything about it. So they've been kind of like circling around the idea for a match for a while. Finally, a few days ago, Tamatanga says, all right, let's do it. I don't care if it's a wrestling match, boxing match, MMA match, shoot fight match, whatever. Let's do it. Let the fans choose which charity, get the proceeds of this bout, and let's do it.
Yeah.
Josh Barnett even offered him a spot at Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Mania weekend for this contest.
Yeah.
And then Enzo was like, here's the charity. And Tamatanga's like, no, the fans get to choose charity.
So wait, did Barnett, was that on Twitter where he offered him a spot? Did he actually do that? Because GCW, Game Changer Wrestling, said,
yeah.
We didn't offer him anything. You're a clown, basically.
Well, they said they didn't offer him that money that he's talking about.
Okay. All
right. So this is what Enzo had a video up today.
Okay.
And this is what he had to say. Because apparently this working on Bloodsport, if that was actually real offer or whatever, not good enough. Anyways, this is what he said. Quote, I don't work for nobody. You and I both know I got offered $25,000 for this match and I turned it down. Now, you want to turn around and give the bag to charity? Touche. If you Google real one, my face pops up. Steve, please Google real one to see what pops up first.
Okay.
I'm the realest guy in the room and that ain't a work. That's a shoot. Josh Barnett, thank you so much for offering me your platform, Bloodsport. Maybe for a more worthy opponent, but we talking about practice. We talking about Tamatanga. If we're really going to do this thing for charity, it won't be on anyone's platform. I called the venue directly that you're going to be at on April 2nd. They're going to give my brand a ring, a venue, a referee, tickets, and any money that I raise is going towards depression and suicide prevention. And make no mistake about it, the biggest charity I'm doing here is for Haku, doing some things nobody else could do for him, and that's make one of his sons famous.
So, fair enough, in his defense, when you Google real and then the number one, either right next to each other or with a space between them, sure enough, he does pop up. That one, real one, and the word one
mm-hmm.
doesn't. But real and then the number one.
How many times a day do you think he does a Google search for real one, real number one, to make sure he still tops?
Oh, man. How many minutes are in the day?
A lot. Like 1,200.
Quite a few.
More than 1,200.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Is this a match that you...
want to see? No.
What if it's a Bloodsport? Shoot fight?
Yeah, sure.
What are the odds that Tamatanga might? Tamatanga's got to be pretty. His dad's Haku.
I mean, he's Haku's son,
right?
So
we might see an eye get gouged out.
Yeah, I mean, this is. I mean, but the thing about Bloodsport, it's not like Bloodsport's not really a shoot thing.
What is his
like 100% shoot? I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they're worked finishes.
Yeah, I think it's like so. It's like a weird in between. I don't. Does anybody care? When's the last time Enzo actually wrestled? Does anybody care anymore?
No, no one cares.
I don't think anybody
That's why
cares.
The story's at the end of the show.
Yeah, good point.
Because no one really cares about Enzo anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I sure
don't know
don't.
Why Tamatanga is like dealing with this. I mean, I'm hopefully he thinks, oh, maybe there'll be enough ill will against Enzo that I can get into a ring with them with the opportunity for people to see him get beat up, that people are willing to pay for it, and therefore I can raise money for charity.
That seems to be, I mean, look, just, that seems to be the situation. It seems like he's saying, hey, we've built enough of a thing here. Wrestling is silly and predetermined.
Yeah.
So why don't we do a thing where people get to see him get beat up?
Yeah.
And yeah, like everything you just said, and a bunch of money goes to charity.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. I think that's when I first saw that video of him saying that, I was like, oh, this is cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put the money to charity.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. And then of course he's got to come in and say, no, it's going to be my ring. I'm going to talk to a venue. I don't think he knows how to do that. I don't know. I don't have much faith in that. I feel like if Enzo had any designs on being a promoter, like starting his own wrestling promotion, he would have
done
that.
Well, he should worry
now.
About getting people to his concerts.
Yeah,
first, because he had that one show in Hollywood and there was like 10 people there.
Friendo Fest had like 60. Good job, us. Anyways, let us know in the comments, man, down below. Should they have really cut Brian's hair or should they have faked it with Jesse Gassman hair? Let us know. I'm really curious about this. I could be completely in the wrong. I'm just saying a couple of guys with scissors down under the ring, jabbing away at your head.
I mean, wrestling's dangerous endeavor to begin with, so.
Fair enough. Wouldn't that be terrible if Daniel Bryan comes back over 3 years and we lose him to eye getting gouged out by a friggin' scissor?
No, you just do this and cover your eyes.
Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later. Let's get this one to 430 likes.
Why is this going down? Go up.
I just want 430
717
likes. You know
what?
Because it's the end of the show, not everybody's tuned in still.
717.
Especially as soon as you said the word Enzo. Bye, everybody.
Bye.